God Knows Our Way and His Plans Are Good by Debbie McDaniel. Read by Kelly Jane McLean. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Sometimes we may not believe this is true. Troubles swirl around us. Pressures feel too great. Life seems too hard. We might even feel like God has forgotten us and left us facing the struggles all alone. Yet in the background of this great verse, we're reminded that God spoke these words to his people, not when times were easy, but when times were very hard. They would endure 70 years of captivity. They would experience great suffering. And it's right there, in the midst of all that, we can see the hope of God shine through. He didn't leave his people in the tough trials. He won't leave us there either. He walks us through, reminding us that his plans are for good, for a future, for a hope. He is right with us and breathes confidence and peace that we will press through the struggle and come out to the other side, stronger, faith-filled. He assures us that he will never waste the pain of what we experience in this life, but will bring greater good and blessing because of it. If you find yourself facing hard times today, or maybe you've just walked through a difficult year, this verse is your reminder. There is hope ahead. Be confident of this. God's not finished yet. You're still here. You're gaining strength and perseverance through the trials. He has good in store, great purpose in all that we walk through, no matter how hard it may be. He sees the big picture of our lives, and he's aware of every little detail too. He knows what he's doing, even when we can't see it all yet. He often works behind the scenes that unfold our every day, in the process where we may not always understand his plans, even through all our seasons of waiting. So we can trust. So we can trust that he has our best in mind. He's got our back. He's with us right now. And he's secured our future too. Rest in that truth today. There's peace in knowing we don't have to try hard to control it all. We can let go of the need to try to figure it all out or the striving of trying to make things happen. God knows, he understands, we're never alone. Keep pressing through. He loves you. He cares. He is with you. Peace. Intersecting faith and life. Have the trials you've been walking through or the problems you face caused you to lose some hope? Bring it all before God today. Let go of the need to have it all make sense right now. Look to him. Ask for his fresh filling and renewal. Be reminded of his truth that he will use it all for good somehow and has a great future and hope for you still in store. For further reading, check out James 1:2-4, Philippians 3:13-14, Romans 12:12, and Romans 8:28. Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.